U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill says North Korea's nuclear shutdown should now go forward after a Russian bank last week agreed to receive more than $20 million in North Korean funds that had been frozen in Macau. Hill told reporters Monday in Beijing the money was in the Russian banking system as of last Saturday and may have already arrived in North Korea. He said it should be only a matter of weeks before nuclear talks can continue.
It took us a long time, longer than any of us expected. I think all of us have learned a lot about banking in the process, for what that's worth. But I think now we've made an important turn and we're back onto the subject at hand, which is denuclearization.
Hill says it should not take North Korea more than a couple of weeks to shut down its nuclear facilities.
Well, I think political will is something we're going to need. But from a technical point of view, I think all of it is quite doable. What we need to do is be very active diplomatically and, frankly, imaginative diplomatically to get back on our timelines.
North Korea agreed in February to shut down its main nuclear reactor and allow in United Nations inspectors in return for heavy fuel oil, a security guarantee, and diplomatic incentives. But Pyongyang refused to move forward with the agreement because of a delay in transferring its frozen funds and missed an April deadline to shut down the reactor. Macau authorities froze the accounts in 2005 after U.S. suspicions that a bank in the Chinese territory was aiding North Korean money laundering. North Korea boycotted nuclear discussions for over a year and only returned to the table last December after Washington promised to discuss unfreezing the money. After an investigation, the U.S. concluded the bank had indeed aided illicit North Korean activity, including counterfeiting and drug dealing. But the U.S. still agreed to unfreeze the cash to get North Korea back to negotiations. No bank could be found that was willing to transfer the suspected illicit funds until last week, when Russia agreed to transfer the money to Pyongyang. Hill, who is now in Seoul, says South Korea may ship the first batch of heavy fuel oil to North Korea as early as this week. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Beijing.